Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dara's with us on the CenterPoint Energy Home Service Plus Hotline. Give her a follow. She's a great follow at Dear Dara. Read all her excellent work with Minneapolis St. Paul Magazine. I have one item myself here, Dara. This came from Dan today, where he found out in the UK during August that diners are going to be offered a discount if they head out to eat Monday to Wednesday. It's on the their VAT, their hospitality and tourism tax. So that's where the government is playing a role. Could anything like that work here in Minnesota? What do you think about that, where this restaurant industry is trying to stay alive? We're going to get to another just phenomenal place that closed down recently. And we know Monday through Wednesday's always a struggle, even more of a struggle now. Just the a role that government could somehow play to help it out.
Oh, there are so many roles that government could play to help things out. Don't even get me started. I mean, you know, in Europe, they're just straight up paying companies to keep people on the payroll. There are plenty of ways the government could be helping. You notice how every time you go to pay your mortgage for the last couple of months, it has a, if you're online, it has a little thing that pops up that says, like, you need COVID help. They're not doing that to be nice. They're doing that because that was the law. The government is trying to keep people in their houses. They could be doing that exact same thing for restaurants and bars and theaters, and they absolutely should be. You know, I don't know about incentivizing people to go out Monday through Wednesday. A lot of people are just not going out, period, because they're afraid of dying from a deadly infectious disease. You know, so the government absolutely needs the help. If we don't do something soon, we're heading into the Great Depression here with, I mean, nobody can make this work right now. So yes, government help. Europe is doing a better job than we are, certainly. They have a much more of a we're all in it together attitude as opposed to, you know, every, you know, I don't wear a mask because I don't know why, because of my understanding of liberty is extremely curtailed and bizarre. You know, so, yeah, we could be doing plenty and we should be. And can I raise the alarm any louder? I'm trying.
In Bloom. I did not eat there. I regret that I didn't eat there. I talked to you about it and others about it and friends of mine about it. And everybody just raved about it. And now this place is shut down. Tell people why it was so spectacular and just and your thoughts of it's fairly brief run.
In Bloom was brilliant. It was a globally important restaurant. It was the biggest live fire hearth like that's ever been made in an indoor restaurant. So 27 running feet of just fire, you know, logs on fire, like just what it sounds like. So an oven, different grilling areas, you know, different ways of using the fire, you know, putting chickens up high to smoke and then bringing them down to roast, and just a unbelievable cooking by Thomas Bamer. You know, nobody sees fine dining does not see a way forward right now. So they, you know, a lot of places are just a victim of timing. If you happen to open, you know, and you had a lot of building costs and then this hit you within a year or two, you're out of luck. It's a tragedy. I'm very afraid that we're going to lose more and more of what made the Twin Cities special. You know, we're seeing gains that were made over 25 years just wiped out.
So let me ask you this St. Paul debate, because downtown St. Paul in normal times compared to downtown Minneapolis is not close. There are some phenomenal aspects of downtown St. Paul. Meritage might be my favorite place to eat in the state, and it's right there. Was any of this the St. Paul conundrum related, or do you think it's all COVID-19 related?
It's all COVID-19, and it all has to do, you know, restaurants work on a basic math of, you know, you put in your investment costs, right? And so your first couple of years are your most expensive because you're paying off what it costs to build stuff and buy stuff. You know, that makes sense. Everybody understands that. And so the places that have high debt are getting out, you know. So I don't think it wasn't in downtown St. Paul. It was in that Keg and Case marketplace.
Yeah, it's just down
edge, though. Yeah, and then I think that it had something to do with, you know, it was a destination restaurant in a kind of out of the way place in St. Paul. So that may have been working against it. But like, this, you know, we're seeing the best owner operators we have being swamped by this. You know, it's not. It doesn't have to do with the judgments they made in October of 2019, you know, the spreadsheets, the payrolls, everything that they were looking at has just gone up in flames effectively.
You assume it's just going to be drip, 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 right? That we're going to have more announcements over the next weeks and months.
I think that you're seeing that every time somebody's lease comes up, they're not renewing. Everybody is just protecting whatever capital they have. They're like, why should I, you know, pay electric bill? Why should I pay a mortgage or rent or whatever, you know, my lease? Why should I pay this stuff going forward when I can just take whatever money I have and try to have it when this is over? I mean, it's, you know, without some kind of government intervention, who would pay that money out right now? You wouldn't. You know, if you were looking at a $10,000 a month lease and the lease came up, you would just be like, I'm going to preserve what I have. I'm walking away.
Hang on. Let's pause, come back. So we'll have plenty of time more for Dara. In fact, if you have a question or comment for Dara and you want to send a text, you can. 651-989-9226. 651-989-9226. Dara returns in just a couple moments. Dialogue continues with Dara, regular with us for a long, long time, and Thursdays at 2:35. How are you guys trying to keep track of who is open and how they're open and what they're doing? Because it's changing so frequently.
Yes, it is. It's actually really difficult, to be perfectly honest. We have a... You know, so I am not alone at Minneapolis St. Paul Magazine. We have the wonderful Stephanie March, who's my coworker, and then we have interns and assistants, and like everybody just kind of throws in when they can. We keep this thing updated, which is the Minneapolis St. Paul takeout, patios, and indoor dining in the time of COVID guide. And so, you know, we kind of have linked together everything, you know, the special circumstances. Yeah, we just work on it whenever we can. It's not easy. I mean, every restaurant is, you know, changing every week. So, whew.
Well, and a lot of these restaurants have had COVID-19 positive tests themselves, right?
Yes,
with somebody who works there.
Closed down and reopened. Right? And it's, yeah, I mean, no one has ever seen anything like this. It's unprecedented. It's nuts. It's difficult. Everybody is also traumatized. You know, people have invested their whole lives in making this their career and their life path, and it's just evaporated in front of their eyes. I hardly have words. The trauma is so complete, and the fear, you know, and a lot of people are, you know, everyone wants to focus on the positive. I do too. You know, people are really understanding what's valuable in the world. People are helping to feed their communities and different, you know, donations and, you know, pitching in different spaces. But man, oh man, it is, I don't know. What are we allowed to say? Unprecedented? Can we say that anymore? It just sounds so trite. Devastating.
Does it convey what's really going on?
Yeah.
Uber. Okay, we've talked Uber a lot. Uber is struggling because guess what? Nobody's going out. You know, down 80% plus. Guess what? Uber Eats, that's up because guess what? We want food delivered to us. Uber is now getting into grocery delivery. Dara, you're at your house. Are you willing right now to have Uber deliver your food?
Yeah, you know, no, I'm really not. I guess this is where I'm just a complete snob. I do not really feel like I want an Uber driver to pick out, you know, bananas and pears and apples for my family. I have not noticed Uber drivers to have that skill set. I would
stereotype in here. Come on,
know,
how do you know they aren't foodies?
I know, I'm terrible. I'm sure I'm canceled at this moment, no doubt. You know, if I had to choose between an Amazon, Whole Foods, Prime, whatever, that whole situation to shop for me, or an Instacart shopper, or an Uber driver, I would pick the first two. I mean, also, you know, Kowalski's does a great job of, like, picking out their stuff. I mean, I just don't see it, you know, so... God bless everybody. I want everyone.
I think you sound old. I think the youngsters are going to say, "You're kidding me. You're judging it."
They probably
how
don't
it's
buy
been.
Fruit. I don't know. They don't have children, so maybe it's that it'll all work out. So the people that don't buy fruit will use Uber. I mean, what you know? I certainly trust an Uber driver to put a box of Cheerios in a cart, but like, I don't know. What about you? Do you buy fruit?
Well, okay. Often? So explain this to me. So I work with Uber, okay, and I'm going to them. Is Uber then going to, let's say it's Cub, and saying, here's the order, or you're telling me the actual Uber driver is going in and picking out the stuff for you, whether it's he or she?
I think that's the second is what we're talking about. It's that Instacart model. You know, you're going to. So what happened is that Uber bought one of these grocery shopping firms.
Postmaster, is that what it is? Or something
yeah,
like that?
I forget the
or
name.
Was that
not,
the food
they
one,
they bought Postmates, which is a you know, which Postmate, is a delivery food. It's like their Uber Eats thing. But they bought a
separate.
Different one called Corner Shop. And so Corner Shop is just. And that's in Canada, but they're obviously bringing it here at the end of the month. That's their plan. They've announced that. So it's, you know, Corner Shop model is just like all these words, Instacart model, right? So that literally means like you go into their app. They've partnered with the grocery store. You put in, I want a pound of pears. I want a box of Cremet bow ties, you know, whatever else it is. And then an Uber driver goes and, you know, picks out all the things for you. And so that's how that whole situation works. And I am a grocery snob, as you can imagine. And I just don't think I just don't think they can do it. I don't know. It's kind of I feel like it's a particular skill. I would always prefer to order direct from, you know, Kowalski's or order direct from the Wedge, you know, the co-ops are doing that all too, and let somebody there who knows a few
well,
things
they're
about
all
it.
They've all been doing it for a long time.
Yeah.
We did it years ago, and I don't remember how I felt. I like grocery shopping, okay, but I get it. Some people either don't like it or they're too busy. I don't remember how I felt. It was one of the grocery stores. I don't know how I felt about the grocery store and if they picked out because that employee could be every bit as quick, and I want to get this done, as an Uber driver.
Yeah.
Let's get to one other item before we got to go. Yeah. Big Boy. What's going on with Big Boy? Bob's Big Boy.
This is your biggest gender switching chicken sandwich news that you will get this year. So hold on. Bob's Big Boy has rolled out a new chicken sandwich. And with this chicken sandwich, they have their new mascot, Dolly. Dolly apparently is someone who's been in their archives and has been around. So, like, they made a lot of headlines. They're like, Bob's Big Boy is dropping the Big Boy. They're not. They just have, like, a special archive mascot for the chicken sandwich. However, it just made me remember that great scene in Austin Powers where Dr. Evil takes off in the Bob's Big Boy statue. Isn't that great?
Yes. Yes.
Isn't that great?
Is. That is. I'm trying to think the last time I ate at Bob's Big Boy. It's been a while. But it's iconic, you know, and maybe it's iconic from Austin Powers and other reasons. Do you have a go-to chicken sandwich in the metro area?
Oh, I think between Revival and World Tree Kitchen, they're great. Yep.
I could go for one of those right now. I got to be honest. I'm hungry. I could do that. All right. Thank you so much, as always. Enjoy the weekend.
Thank you.
And we'll talk next week.
All right. Bye.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.